Blog Talk Radio.
My Block Radio. You're listening to the sound.
And it is marvelous in our eyes. And this is the day the Lord has made. We will
viewers and listeners that's in right now texting, messaging me, commenting it, and sending me messages. I just want to let you know that on today, today is called Tell the Lord What You Need and Trust Him to Provide Thursday. I don't think y'all heard me, but let me say that one more time. Tell the Lord what you need and trust Him to provide Thursday. Hallelujah. Meaning that whatever you want God to do on today, whatever you need God to do on today, just tell Him what you want and trust in God's authority and His ability to make that happen for you on today. Hallelujah. I don't know about anybody that's out there on tonight, but I am so excited, hallelujah, what God is doing in for His children's lives. I am so excited about who God is in my life. I am so excited because when I think about the goodness of Jesus, hallelujah, and all that He done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for saving me and setting me free. I'm telling you, on today, God is just an awesome God. He's a mighty God. He's an everlasting God. He's a creator on today because somebody was born on today. He's a father on today because somebody needs fathering. He's a mother on today because somebody needs comfort. He's a provider on today because somebody needs something done. He's a healer on today because He healed somebody. He's a deliverer on today because somebody got delivered. He's a way maker, a strong tower, your shield, your buckler, the great I am, the million in the valley, the bright in the morning star. God is who He is, and whatever you need Him to be on today, hallelujah. I'm just excited in the Lord on today. I'm telling you, the joy of the Lord is my strength, and I'm telling you, on today, God is going to do some mighty and some great things for His people on today, hallelujah. I just feel it all in my spirit. All week long, I'm telling y'all, I'm just having a great time in the Lord. On last night, I did my TV show, Destiny and Purpose Television Overflow, and the people calling in out of nowhere because it's a lady that runs, that used to run, and have her own website, too. And on her website, she said, anybody needs prayer, just call in. So at that time and that hour, when we was in there doing the TV show, people was calling in for prayer, and we was praying for them live on the TV. I'm telling you, their lives was being changed. They said they felt the power of God. Even when we was off the air, they still was calling in to get a word from God because somebody else was telling somebody else about the prayer that was going forth. Hallelujah. That's the God we serve on tonight. That's the God who is in our life. That's the God who really run this show. A vessel, Shalawabi, just a vessel and a tool and the instrument. But God run this show. Hallelujah. Ooh, my God, my God. Tell me we can go all night talking about the goodness of Jesus. Anybody want to call in and just be a special guest or listen in? Call in at 917-889-7059. Also, before I introduce the callers that's on the air right now, I want to let everybody know that your girl's second book just came out on yesterday, Pearls of Wisdom. So anybody just can't wait till I send it to you or you buy it from me, you can go on to www.createspace.com, CREATESPACE.com/348-7758. www.createspace.com/348-7758, and you can purchase it, and it can be to you tomorrow if you wanted to, wherever how fast you want to be. And then next week, you can go on Amazon.com and purchase it. Next week, you can go on to Barnes & Noble and purchase. And anyone that's St. Joe Bonhoeffer, in 2 weeks, you can go on to Banner Books and get it. And if you want one from me, in a week, I'll have a whole bunch of books, and it's called Author's Discount. You can get it from me for $10, and on the Internet, you get it for $15. My God, my God. I'm telling you today, this is a wonderful book, and I'm not just saying it because I wrote it, because God gave me the words to say, but on today I read 6 chapters of this book, and I was like, oh, my God, Lord, it was touching me like if I was one of the readers. I was like, God, this is some good stuff here. He said, yes, whatever I use for you to do will always be the word coming good straight from heaven. So I'm telling you, I just thank God for who He is in our lives, hallelujah, and what He is in our lives. Callers, you are on the air, but I want you to talk one at a time, and I want you to tell the listeners and the viewers where you're calling from and who you are, what your ministry, and what your purpose for the children of God of being kingdom building. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, you ready? Is it me?
Yeah, go ahead first.
Okay, all right, bless you. This is Larry Rayford, and I'm calling from Nashville, Tennessee, part of Mount Carmel Missionary Baptist Church, under the covering of Pastor Marcus Campbell. Praise the Lord, and I am a mentor for young men and young women all around Nashville, Tennessee, and as well other states and other parts of the country as well, trying to help them come out of the darkness and help them to walk into the light. And introducing, and also out here, I'm a street warrior trying to win souls for my big brother JC and my father, my pops, my daddy, the Almighty God, and just happy to be here today.
Amen, amen, amen. This is my spiritual brother, Mr. Larry Rayford. I call him minister because that's what he is. And he's a cool man of God. He's an awesome man of God. And also, Mr. Larry, while he got you on the air, I want you to tell the listeners and the viewers right now, tell them what's going on next month between December the 9th and the 11th. I want you to tell them what is going on. I'm excited about it.
All right, all right. Well, December 9th, 10th, and the 11th, we will have, as she would say, we will have your girl down here. She will be the guest speaker for I Am a Ruby. It's a conference as well as a revival, and it's dealing with Proverbs 31, the Proverbs 31 woman. And what we're trying to do here is I want to try to reach not just most definitely for the women, because we have to set example for the children, set example for young girls that are coming up and that are going to be ladies, that are going to be women. In order for them to become women, we have to set the example first. So we have to set ourselves example as men and women. So what better way would it be but not to bring the evangelist, Tashana Wiley, down to speak and bless us and bless a lot of women, because they need it. They need it. They need that. They need the push. They need the boost. And they just need to know that they are loved, and also that they're queens. See, a lot of us forget this thing that we're kings and queens and for your priesthood, and we tend to forget this thing. We forget that we're princes and princesses that are graduating to become kings and queens. But we are kings and queens. We are royalty. And until we understand that, then we will be stuck in the rut that we're in right now. So we definitely need that. So it's going to be a blessing. It's going to be really, truly a blessing. And we're going to really love to have her down here, and we're going to enjoy ourselves. We're going to enjoy ourselves in the Lord, and it's going to be a wonderful thing. It's going to be a wonderful thing.
Yes,
and that's going to
be on God.
Yeah,
so
that's going to be
again,
December.
What did you say? Repeat again.
It's going to be December 9th. 10th and the 11th. The 9th and the 10th are going to be, we're going to start at 6 o'clock, and the 11th, which is going to be on a Saturday, we're going to start at 5, and it's going to be a wonderful event, and it's going to be at Mount Carmel Missionary Baptist Church, which is located at 1032 Monroe Street, Nashville, Tennessee, 37208. And we're looking forward to having all our brothers and sisters in the body of Christ to come and bring somebody with you. It's not just for you. Share this thing. We're trying to share this thing with others, because we need a blessing, as well as Evangelist Wiley needs a blessing. We all need to be blessed, and we're going to be blessed with her just coming down, and we know that she's going to be blessed just being in the house that day.
Yes,
that evening. So
yes.
It's going to be a wonderful event, and it's going to be so wonderful, and we just can't wait to have you, sister. Can't wait to have you.
Yes, I can't wait to get there. I'm so excited about it. I was like, Lord, I done spoke at a lot of places, but the Lord, like, you ain't never spoke around hungry people that want to hear my word and want to be changed by my word. So God let me know y'all hungry down there, and I'm gonna ask God to give y'all some meat and some potatoes and give y'all a 6-course meal so y'all can eat good. Because I know he's going to really, I told God, I just want to be all spirit. I just want to be the instrument. I'm telling you, I don't want no flesh being a part of it. And he gave me such a right now word for it, so I already got one. I can't share that with you, but I got one of the words for Friday night already done. And, I mean, Thursday night, and I'm telling you, it's going to be dynamic. And I just thank God just for being this able and being an instrument and a tool to be used to go down there. Also, to give the listeners and the viewers your number, just in case they want to call you and get more information, maybe. Is you selling tickets, or how is it going, just in case they need to know?
Yes, yes, we are selling selling tickets. $5 donation for the tickets. We would love to have you down. It's going to my number is 615-569-1532. Again, that's 615-569-1532. And look forward to hearing from whomever. And we're here. We're here and we're ready. We're just so excited right now. And it's just so it's a blessing. And God is doing some wonderful things. And he's never gonna stop. So why should we? We're not gonna stop doing what he wants us to do. So, and there's so many more souls that need to be saved, and so many more souls that need to be won, and that's what we're out here to do. But, you know, we need help. We can't do it by ourselves, and this is one thing I've learned. So we're sure ready for you. We're sure ready.
Amen, amen. I'm telling you, where in the world in your life can you get a dynamic word? That's going to be a right now worth that for 3 days for $5. I mean, you barely can even go to the restaurant sometimes. If you want a little snack, you can go to the restaurant and get a $2 meal. But if you want a real meal, you can't really get a real meal at Applebee's really for no $5 for one day. So I'm telling you, you can't beat this. This is wonderful dynamic. I'm telling you, men and women of God, if you are in Nashville area or even in the Tennessee area, come out. Even if you're not and you just want to right now work, save up some money, I'm telling you, tickets is going cheap. Or if you can't want to catch the bus, it's going cheap at $68. If you want to go through even Allegiant Air, I think it's like $39.99, $49.99. So it's very cheap to get down there and get this right now word, because I know God is going to do something so great and something so dynamic in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
I just thank God for just who he is, because I know he's going to bless and show up in such a very and mighty and powerful way. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Anything else, Minister Larry, you want to share before I introduce the next caller?
Well, you just know when God shows up, he shows out, and I'm just so happy. And if nothing else, just understand that, you know, God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, and that's what this thing is. So it's not to be confused about this thing. It's really, it's going to be a blessing. It's going to be a blessing, not just to others, but to us as well. And we just can't wait. We really can't wait for this thing. We're so excited, and you don't even know, people are just jumping heads over heels because, you know, you have so much support down here, sister. So God bless you. God keep you. I love you. There's nothing you can do about it. And anybody that want to get in tune with me, you can be my friend on Facebook as well, either through Evangelist Tashana, or you can hit me up at Larry Polo Rayford. God bless you. God keep you. And I'll talk to you soon, sis.
All right. God bless you. You're
all
such
right
a great
now.
Brother. You're such a right now brother. I'm telling you, God will put great people in your life. I'm telling you, he put this awesome man of God in my life. And my other sister on here, I think I know who she is. God put her in my life. I'm telling you, when you come to God, he put some kingdom builders in your life. And
that's
I'm telling you, when you connect, it's like you knew each other all your life. Because we really have known each other all our life, because we connected to the King, the great connector. So I thank God for you, brother. I thank God for everyone who God has connected in my life in this kingdom building. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The next caller, I think who she is. I want to let her say who she is. I heard her voice. Evangelist, I want you to introduce yourself. I know your voice anywhere.
Amen. Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Santia Wallace. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Praise the Lord. I'm coming out of Columbus, Ohio, under the leadership of Pastor Maurice Jackson here at New Generation Church, where we believe in saving souls and we're not concerned with your clothes.
Come on, girl. You better come on.
Amen.
Yes, I'm just excited to be here on tonight. I'm really trying to work it out where I can come down there for the conference. I'm really excited about the move of God in my sister's life. My God, it's just awesome when you see God doing things for those that are obedient, that are walking in his will. It's just, I got a big old smile on my face. It's a beautiful thing. And one thing I've learned is that we have to be excited for others, you know. Be excited. I love to see people getting blessed, because I know if God's doing it for you, it's just a matter of time before he starts doing it for me. And even if he doesn't, I'm just going to be excited for you. So praise God. I'm an expert out here, really just really about, it's about kingdom. You know, it's about kingdom business. It's not about me. You know, I've never been one, although people think I'm just this big, you know, outspoken person. In a sense, I am, but I've always been the type that I'm sitting in the back. I'm cool, y'all go ahead. But God is calling me forward. He's calling those of us forward that have been overlooked. Time to stand up and do what's necessary for the kingdom of God. So, God, here I am. I'm open and I am available. And as a matter of fact, if you don't mind me putting my little plug in here, sis, tonight I've been asked to do a Releasing the Anointing is the name of the teleconference call. And the Lord, praise God, he's moving where I've been on the King's Pit of Pain Welfare. I'm a Ruby. And somebody just asked me, can I do the same message? Bring it on theirs. And I said, to God be the glory, because it is time for us to walk in the fullness of God. We can't just walk in certain things of the word and say, okay, now God, do your part. God is calling us to walk in his principles. There are things that we have to follow. We have to be obedient to obtain these things. So I'm excited about it. And I said, to God be the glory. Oh, and if my sister don't mind, I will share the number.
Go ahead, sis.
All right. Praise God. The number, everybody, is area code 712-432-0080. That's 712-432-0080. The access code 658-064 and the pound key. Once again, the access code is 658-064 and the pound key. That will be on tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That will be 8 p.m. Mountain Time. That will be 6 p.m. Pacific Time. And I'm asking that you would come and just listen in. And if you missed the show, the conference call last month on for I Am a Ruby, you don't want to miss it today, because God has given us a rewind. Because
you better come on, girl.
He wants us to get this. He's really trying to get us to get this thing called life, in a Christian life. So I thank God for that, and I'm excited for my sis. I'm going to go ahead and be quiet and just listen in. But I say, to God be the glory, and I love you, sister Wiley. You are such a blessing to my life, and I thank God for you.
Amen. Amen. I love you, sisters. Love you, sisters. I'm telling y'all, last month, this woman of God, every month, my website, I Am a Ruby, because a lot of you all listeners are members, but last month, every month, I do a King's Kid Attain Wealth. My last month was King's Kid Attain Wealth 5, and Evangelist Antia came in and spoke that right now once, and let me tell you, oh, my God, was it a right now word? Oh, my God. Was it a dynamic word from heaven? But it was a dynamic word from heaven. I'm telling you, the word was so powerful. I'm telling you, it was so dynamic. I'm telling you, it was like 4 hours of slate, just Holy Ghost power. And I'm telling you, God showed up, and he showed out, and he showed himself to be God. So call in on tonight to Savannah Santia on speaking this word of God to the phone conference. I'm telling you, do not want to miss out on that. I'm telling you, God is doing something. And you know what? It's just so funny. On tonight, I'm telling you, my switchboard is cleared out. So if anybody else want to call in and try to get in live, you can't do it. I got so many calls, and they're coming in by the time. I thank God for this. And if you want to call in, just listen. And you ain't got an internet, you can still call in, but you can't talk to me, because tonight the switchboard is closed out. The number is 917-889-7059. And I just want to thank God for just being who he is in my life. The next caller who's in right now, just call in. I think they call in from a 423 number. Introduce yourself and tell me where you're from and the ministry that you go.
This is Sister Tony Young. I'm calling from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
God bless you. This is my sister, Sister Tony. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Do you got anything you want to say, Sister Tony?
No, not at this time.
You just want to sit in and just listen?
I just want to sit in and listen now.
Okay. Well, go ahead and listen. This is one of my spiritual sisters, everyone. I want to share this little testimony with Sister Tony. I met her last year, the same night I got ordained. Me and my sister, Missionary Bobby Smith, was getting our nails done. You remember that, Sister Tony?
Yeah.
And we was in
the
nail shop. And I'm telling you, ever since then, me and her has been really great sisters. It's been a year now, Sister Tony.
since we know each other. And
right.
I'm telling you, I can call this woman of God and say, call me into this, Sister Tony. If she's available, she'll do it. I can say, Sister Tony,
yes.
come do this. And she'll do it. And I just thank God for you being such a blessed woman of God, for me just being a part of your life and you being a part of mine. God has really done some great things in our lives. And
yes,
I'm telling you, the best is yet to come. I love your statuses that you put up there. It's so be right on time and a word from God. And I just thank God for you. Hallelujah.
And I thank God for you as well.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Next caller, caller number four. You call in from 269-363. You're live. You're on the air. Okay, next caller. Anyone else is online?
Hey, man, this is Evangelist Jean calling from Benton Harbor, Michigan.
God bless you, sis. This is my sis, y'all.
Yeah.
You want to say anything to the people that's listening, or you just want to be a listener?
I just want to listen.
I know she do, everybody, because last night Evangelist Jean went hard in the paint on the TV show. I'm telling y'all, everybody who wanna, I'm telling you, the dose of the Holy Ghost, I'm telling you, on Sunday morning on channel 246, Comcast, watch it at 9:30 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time, and you will see this dynamic woman who was a guest on my show yesterday who told her praise up. I'm telling you, she spoke some words that made me want to get up and run around the church and get my smile on. And I'm the host. I'm supposed to keep my composure. But she began to say some things over from heaven. I am my sister missionary Bobby. I'm telling you, they went up in that cloud. I'm telling you, they went hard in the paint. And if you want to see her Sunday morning at 9:30 in the morning, 9:30 a.m. on Comcast Channel 246, or if you have a Comcast Cable Box 99, and if you want more of the channels in your area, inbox me on Facebook or I'm a Ruby, and I can inbox the channels to you. I'm telling you, this woman of God, they went off. I'm telling you,
yeah,
I'm almost made me want to throw my microphone and get my dance in, because God showed up and show out. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Evangeline, you don't
want
to say
nothing,
what you say
that
night to the people?
No, I'm good. You go ahead.
God, hallelujah. We got Minister Larry online. Evangeline, he was talking about the Iron Ruby Conference next month. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we got Evangeline Santia online. She was talking about the conference she's doing tonight, the same word that she spoke last month. And Kings Can Obtain Wealth. They want to speak it again tonight. We got, I like how she did on I Am Ruby. She said, Prophetess Tony Young. We got her online today.
Amen.
She is on here right now just talking about the goodness of Jesus. We got another caller. I'm going to let them introduce themselves. And I'm telling you, we just right now talking about kingdom building. And like I told everybody today, Evangelist Jean, is tell the Lord what you want, what you need, and trust him to provide Thursday. Tell the Lord what you need and trust him to provide Thursday. Meaning whatever you want God to do on today, tell him what you want, tell him what you need, and trust God to provide that for you on today. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Because whatever we want and trust God to do for our lives, we can trust and believe that we can bank on. I'm saying we can bank all our check on it that God is going to do it because he's faithful and he's just to do just whatever he said in his word that he's going to do. Whatever he said he's going to do, you better believe that God is able to do the exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask to think according to the power that's working in us. In our lives.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Next caller number five, you're calling from, oh no, this is, go ahead, big sis, go ahead and say something to the people.
Hi, everybody. I'm Missionary Bobby Smith.
Hello.
Amen.
Amen.
You want to say something to the people, sis?
No, I came to listen.
She called in to listen. See, she acted up last night, too, y'all. Don't let her fool you. I'm saying they be going hard in the paint. Don't let these women fool you. They be going down through that.
Lord.
But see, you know why I'm Missionary Bonnie quiet? Because on Monday at 6 p.m., November the 15th, she will be giving the word on King's Kids Obtain Wealth 6. So if you need a word from heaven and you need a right now word, you can go ahead and you can hit me up on Facebook and you can call in and you can listen to Missionary Bobby Smith do a phone conference live at November 15th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time doing King's Kids Obtain Wealth 6. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And it's going to be a right now word from heaven. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Also, caller number 6. I'm you calling in from 269-363-0257. You're live on the air.
Hi, this is Sister Jackie Phillips, and I'm calling from Bethune, Michigan.
Praise the Lord, Sister Jackie. How you doing?
Fine. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. You got anything you want to say to the listeners and the people?
No, I just called in to listen tonight.
Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, I just want to let everyone know who's listening out there today, and there's so many listeners listening in on today. I just want to know that on tonight, I just want you just to think about the goodness of Jesus in your life. I don't want you worrying about anything on today. I don't want you to worry about the bills, the finances,
Hallelujah.
The churches, the issues, the tests, the trial, the tribulation, or the storm. You tell that storm, peace be still. Sit yourself down, because on tonight, I got to focus on Jesus. On tonight, I got to be motivated in Jesus. On tonight, I got to encourage and be encouraged in the Lord. On tonight, everything is obsolete, because on tonight, I got to focus on God and what he want me to do, because I got to move forward so I won't be stopped, because there's something great in my future, and it looks much better than it looks right now, and that on tonight, all I care about and all my concerns is Jesus. The Bible says, cast all your cares and anxieties upon him, because he cares for you. So on tonight, I just want you to tell God what you need on tonight. On tonight, when you go into your prayer closet and you go into that secret place, you begin to tell God what you need and trust God to do it for you. Because on tomorrow, it's Faith, Faith, and Finance Friday. So meaning, whatever you tell God on tonight, you can expect God to do it for you on tomorrow. I already told everybody that this month in November, I called it newness. Name it and claim it, and you shall obtain in November. Let me say that one more time for the callers and the listeners and everybody all over the world listening. Newness, name it and claim it, and you shall obtain in November. Mean whatever you open about your mouth and say, claim it in Jesus' name, and watch him do it for your life. Why? Because he's able to do it. He's able to do all things. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness of thereof. He on the cattle on a thousand hills. So whatever you want God to do, trust him with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he will direct your path. And I'm telling you, whatever you want him to do, just know that he is able to do it. He said that my children have begun to come to me and ask me and trust me, instead of trusting and everything else, I will do the miraculous in their life. They will see the manifestations of my word in their life. God wants us to align ourselves so we can activate his word, so we can activate the power, so we can stir up the gift, so we can walk the walk and talk the talk and be about our Father's business in this season of our life. So in this season of your life, just trust God to do it, knowing that he can do it, and knowing that he's a God that never lies, never fails, or the Son of Man repent. If God said it, you can trust him to do it.
Yeah,
because whatever his word says, it will not return to him void, but it will fulfill the accomplishments which it was set. So if he said it, he's going to do it for your life. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Every prophecy that was spoken of our life, every purpose that's for our life, and every promise that's over our lives will come to pass in this season. Why? Because we have to believe and trust God. We have to know that God is who he say he is. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Do you not know if the man Naaman wouldn't have trusted enough in the prophet Elijah, even when he doubted, he had to trust enough in the man of God that if I dip 7 times in this dirty water, then I know this leprosy will be gone. And the Bible said when he dipped the 7 times, when he came out, his body was smooth skin as a baby's bottom. We got to trust in this season. I was telling a couple of my sisters this morning that the widow woman in 13:18 is there fast. She had to believe the prophet Elijah. She had to believe that if I give her my last cake, that I know something great going to happen. I know God's going to show up. I know God's going to show up. I know he's going to make a way out of no way. When it looks like all hope is lost, when it looks like I want to die because me and this child are about to die, but I know God is going to show up. And when the woman of God saw her and that child was going to die, hey, God is you doing? You was not going to die, but you going to live. But you got to fix me a rest and watch God send overflow. And the Bible says when she fixed him her last, that her kindness was overflowing and it was running over. Hallelujah. In this season of our lives, we got to trust God and believe that if we give our last, we can trust God to make our kindness overflow. We can trust God that our wildness will overflow. We can trust God that our purses will overflow. We can trust God that our bank accounts will overflow. We can trust God for the increase. We can trust God for the prosperity. We can trust God for the success and the greatness over our lives. We can trust him for that in our lives. He's not a weak God. We act like we serve a weak God. God is not a weak God. He made this world in one word. He spoke it, and it was so. He thought about it, and it came into existence. In 6 days, he built a world of man's bones and the fowls of the air. So how much more do you think that your heavenly Father will take care of you if you just ask him? Hey, God, I'm telling you, God is in a season of blessing. He's the season of overflow. Jesus is in the season of prosperity. But you got to line yourself up to the word of God. In this season of our lives, the only way we can get that is we come subject to the word of God. We got to believe in the word of God and trust in the word of God and say on a daily basis, Father God, purge me with your hyssop. Father God, clean in me a clean heart. Father God, take out of me what needs to be taken out and put in what needs to be put in. Father God, I just want to obey you. Father God, I want to walk right before you. Father God, help me to meditate. Father God, help me to fast. Help me to seek you all the more. The only way you can get the blessings, the only way you can get the D-U-E in your life, you got to be doing the D-O-I-N-G. Let me say that again. The only way you can get the D-U-E, the things that do to you, you got to be doing something. You got the D-O-I-N-G. Doing something for God, because other than that, you ain't going to get it. You can forget all about it, and you'll be set up there blaming everybody else, but the only person you need to be blaming is yourself. The Bible said in Galatians 5, you ran well, but who hindered you from obeying the truth? But I'm going to tell you what I said in my book. Take two thumbs and point it back towards your way, because the only person that hinders you from getting anything from God is yourself. Hallelujah. But you know what? I love God. I love him so much because when we fall down, we can get up. The Bible says in Proverbs 24:16 that when a just man falls 7 times, each time he shall rise again. Each time you will come out on top. Each time you'll be above and underneath. Each time you'll be the head and not the tail. Each time you'll be the lender, not the borrower. But you got to trust God and believe that God is able to do it in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, my God. God is saying to his peoples, no more lack in this season. No more doubt. No more unbelief. No more disobedience. No more rebellion. No more being jacked up. No more counterfeit. No more lying. No more lying to yourself. No more not reading your word. No more not praying. No more not fasting. No more not worshiping. No more not praising. But you need to seek my faith. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and all these things that you ever need or want will be added to you as well. Hallelujah. That's the season that God has us in. Overflow. But the only way to get the overflow, you got to turn your own self over to God. Let me say that again. If you want overflow in your life, you got to turn yourself over to God. Over, meaning you give yourself away so he can use you. Meaning that your life is not your own, but you give yourself away to God. You say, God, here I am. This day I command my spirit into your hands. Lord, not my will, but your will be done in me. Lord, I know my flesh is super weak, but Lord, I know my spirit is willing. God, help me get out of my flesh. Crucify my flesh. Hide it behind the cross, God, and decrease all of myself out and increase your Holy Spirit in my hands. That's what we have to do in this season of our lives. Only way you can get the D-U-E to you, you have to be doing something in this season of your life. God is raising up men and women of God coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west. The people's never heard of. Why is he doing that? Because he said in Jeremiah 23 why he doing so. He calling men and women after his heart, shepherds after his heart, to come forth and lead his people. That's the truth. Well, if you want to be in the number to come forth to God, you got to be obedient to the word of God. 1 Samuel 15 says, obedience is better than sacrifice, and rebellion is a sin of witchcraft, divination. In this season of our lives, we have to get up out ourselves. We want to serve God on Sundays, Wednesdays, Saturdays, whatever day we go to church, but then Monday, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, maybe Saturdays, you barely pray, you barely read your Bible, and you wonder why the prophecies and the promises ain't coming to your life. Well, the reason why they ain't coming to your life, because he's a seven-day-a-week God. He's a 365-a-day week God. It says in Mark 7, and it says 13 through 20, Jesus said to the disciples, what goes in your mouth don't defile you, but what comes out of your mouth defiles you. What you do and what you say defiles you. You got to watch what you say. You got to watch what you do. Why? Because the eyes of the Lord are everywhere. Psalms 121 said, the Lord never sleeps or slumbers. The one that watches over Israel never sleeps or slumbers. Meaning he ain't taking a break, he ain't going out to lunch, and now he is right there seeing you and hearing everything that you say and that you do. So you got to watch. But you know what? In this season of our life, we're in repentance, we're in restoration, we're in revival, we're in restoring and replenishing. You can ask God to forgive you even things that you said on today out of your mouth and things that you've done out of your mouth. And God is faithful and just. He's an unfailing love, God. That means his love is everlasting. His grace and mercy is everlasting. He can forgive you on today, and you can start fresh right now at this very moment in time. Because God said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, he ain't talking about the worldly people, he's talking about the people in the body of Christ. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then they can hear from heaven, and then I can heal their land. Well, the only way your land is going to be healed, unless you turn from your wicked ways, seek his face, ask God to forgive you, and walk up right before God, and then everything in your life will be flowing with milk and honey. Hallelujah. In this season of your life, God wants us to watch what we say. Why? Because that thing floats in the atmosphere. Why? Because we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but principalities and things. We're in high places. We're not wrestling against people. We're wrestling against the enemy. We're wrestling against things in the air. So we got to watch what we say out of our mouth. We got to watch what we do out of our mouth. The Bible says out of abundance of the mouth, the heart speaks. So that means if it's in your heart, you got to have God to check your heart first. Check your heart and get that out of your heart so you won't open up your mouth and say it. And before it comes out your mouth, you got to cancel that assignment. In the name of Jesus, cast down all vain imaginations, lay hands on your head, and say, self, set yourself down in the name of Jesus and be transferred by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12 and 2. It's time now for us to get the blessings, but the only way we can get the blessings is to line ourselves up with the word of God and do it. And I'm going to tell you like this, the devil is a liar, the defeated foe. When the devil tries to tell you can't do it, people say you can't do it. You know why? Because my Bible says, I hope my Bible says what everybody else's Bible says, in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, meaning that you can live a righteous life. Why? Because the word says you can.
Amen.
So in this season of our life, we can do whatever God has called us to do. We can walk before God in holy and sanctification. We can walk before God. When we come into Christ, we are a new creature. All things are passed away. And behold, all things become new. In this season of our life, he wants to make us new and hold all over again. Some of us just need a touch all over again. Some of us just need the Lord to touch us all over again and make us over and make us hold again. Just like when we first got saved, but some of us lost our zeal out there listening on tonight. Some of us lost our zeal. Some of us just forgot all about who God really is because we worry about life issues and garbage, a bunch of garbage. That's what I call a bunch of garbage. That's irrelevant and don't have nothing to do with the word of God. So on tonight, all you thousands of people that's listening on tonight, because I see your study coming in, all y'all listening on tonight, I want you to know that you are a king and queen with riches, city to heavenly places and walking in greatness, and you can be found in your seated position in God and walking in your destiny, and that you're moving forward and you won't be stopped because there's something in your future that looks much better than it looks right now. How do I know? Because yesterday was a canceled check. You can't use that canceled check no more, and tomorrow's a promissory note, and today is the only scripture cash and the only deposit you need to worry about on today, because God got greatness over your life, and you can walk and talk because you are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, and a peculiar people, and God got the crown around your head every day. You were created in his image. You were created to make his praise glorious, and you know what? You were fearfully and wonderfully made by God. And Jeremiah 1, he said, I knew thee when you were formed in your mother's womb. Meaning if you was already called an apostle, a prophet or a prophetess, evangelist, a pastor, a teacher, God already knew what you was called before you even knew what you was called, because he knew when you were knitted and formed together in your mother's womb.
Hallelujah.
So it's time now to get an intimate relationship with God. It's time now to get close to God like never before. Because if you didn't know it or not, time is winding down. Time is almost over. It's time not to stop playing the church, but it's time to be the church. It's time for Matthew 10 and 8 to fall in your life. And what does Matthew 10 and 8 say, Evangelist? I am able to lay hands on the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons, cure the leprosy, sickness, and the disease.
Thank you, Lord.
That's what it says we can do.
Hallelujah.
I'm tired of people study coming in, walking around with demons in them. You are equipped and built to lay hands and cast them demons up out of here. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Ain't no more crying now. Because I put it on my Facebook page today, Matthew 24. Jesus said, when the word of God be preached all over the world as a testimony, the end is almost here. Meaning what? Everybody's talking about almost the same word. Why? Because the time is winding out. You think you got time to be in recess? You think you got time for lunch? No. It's time for you to start working and let God use you like never before.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
It's time to get super crazy off in God. It's time to get super stupid off in God. You done enjoyed your life anyway. You done been there, done that. It's time to sit yourself down. Sit your flesh down.
Thank you,
Lord. Flesh will never be pleased. Your flesh will never be happy. And you need to go and do what God called you to do, because the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 5 says is joy, peace, holiness, long-suffering, righteousness, and holiness. You need to walk around before God. And they also said self-control. So the devil's a lie when they tell you can't control yourself. You need to read Galatians 5:21-24 and read that last fruit of the Spirit, which says self-control and temperance. Meaning you can control yourself from doing evil things. You can control yourself from opening up your mouth. You can control yourself from doing whatever you're doing in your life. Because God is higher and he want to use you like never before.
Thank you, Lord.
God want to use
you
like never before. I don't care. You tell that devil he's a liar and show to God and be used by God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Because you know what? Last year, if I'd have listened to man, I'd have still been sitting on the pew.
Come on now.
If you want to keep it 100, let me tell y'all a little bit of my testimony. If I'd have listened to man, I'd have still been sitting on the pew. Just being old normal looked over, sitting in the back row, Sister Tashana. But I'd have listened to man because I had my own personal relationship to God. I want everybody to say on tonight, personal relationship. Come on, everybody say personal relationship.
Personal relationship.
What that means is you got your own personal relationship. So when somebody come give you a word from God, it's going to be confirmation for what you already heard from God.
Yes,
not be telling you nothing that you don't already know. It should be something that God has already told you. So God said your season, baby, you can bank on it. It's your season.
Yes.
And if God ain't going to call you up first, you got to believe he that first will be last, and he that's last will be first. And it will be your season to come up front and to do what God called you to do. Me and Missionary Bobby laughing all the time. And you know what we said? We said from the back to the front. Because you know what? Me and I used to go to the same church. And you know what we used to say? In the back. You know what? We never forgot. You know what we have now? We in the front. We got the microphone.
Hallelujah.
We listen to what God says. We listen to what he said we can do. Because man will justify you and have you sitting on yourself all year long. Be 20, 30 years went by. You want
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Trust in God.
Hey, glory to God.
Ooh,
thank you, Lord.
Stop doubting God. I don't know who it's for, but I hear God say, you hear me. You hear well, and you see well, and you need to listen to the words that I give you out of my mouth to your ears and trust what I give you. You don't need to get no confirmation from nobody because I'm God, and I speak to you.
Thank you, Lord. Hey, glory to God.
I don't know who that's for. I don't know if it's for somebody listening, somebody texting in, or somebody on this phone line, but I know God says you hear and you see well. Stop looking for confirmation and listen to what I say do.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
God is waiting for us to equip the men and women of God to be built up and to be brought up out into the promised land. It's time for you to come out of Egypt. It's time for you to get out the wilderness. But it's time for you to go to the promised land, a land flowing with milk and honey.
Yes.
To get all the promises and the blessings that God has for your life. But the only way you can get to the promised land, you got to get your mindset out of Egypt and the wilderness.
Yes.
You got to come out of that Egypt situation. You got to come out of that wilderness situation. And you got
Hallelujah.
To get into the promised land.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Sometimes Hallelujah. In our life, we got to be like Zacchaeus. In Luke 19, he had to climb a tree and get real high up
right.
so Jesus can see him. He had to get up there real high. See, he was, the Bible said he was
short
and fat. He was a short man. And it was packed, but he had a lot of money. So he wanted Jesus to see him because he needed something for Jesus.
Yeah.
So sometimes we got to climb up and
you
get high so Jesus can see us. And what the Lord says that he is, as the Lord will be coming to your house on tonight. Sometimes we got to get up. And I'm going to tell you something, baby, but you may not believe it, but it works for me, and I know it'll work for a lot of other people. Sometimes you got to get down in order for you to get up. Sometimes you got to go through something. Sometimes you got to be ridiculed. Sometimes you got to be talked about. Sometimes you got to be lied on, Sometimes you got to be backbited. Sometimes you got to be betrayed. Sometimes you got to get sick. Sometimes people got to turn their back on you. Trust in God, and know he's the only one who can get you out. Knowing that he's the Jehovah Jireh. Knowing he's the Jehovah Rapha. Knowing he's the Jehovah Tissanu. Knowing he's the Jehovah Shammah.
Thank you, Lord.
Knowing
that he's
everything. Sometimes you got to go through. Order for you to get up.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God is ready for us.
Glory to God.
Like
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I don't know about nobody else who's ever been married on his phone or even on the air or even in a relationship. But when you're in a relationship, you give all your time to your boo, to your husband, to your wife, whoever you're dating. You give them all your time. You try to. I know I did. Maybe I'm just talking to myself on tonight.
Amen.
But I was there for 13 years. And when I got off work and stopped doing my business, all my time went to my husband. I made sure he was happy when I was at work. I made sure everything was all about him. Well, you know what? The devil is a liar. That's not the one that can save my life. The only one that can save my life is God. God wants to give him all of our time. He wants all of our time. After we leave a job, he wants to come to him. Even when he wants to come to him. Even when we're running a business, even whatever we're doing, he wants to put him in all that we do. Whatever we do, he wants to be first. Because he's a jealous God, Exodus 20:5 says. He don't want no other God before him. And I don't know about nobody else, but when I was married, my husband was very jealous. We even thought I put somebody else before him. He couldn't stand that I admired somebody else. Well, you know what? Man was created in God's image. Meaning what? If man going to be jealous and woman going to be jealous, surely the Lord lives. God of heaven going to be jealous if we put everything else before him. But the devil is a liar. No more will the saints put everything up before God, but they will call on the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
For everything in their life.
Thank you, Jesus.
In this season of our life, God wants us to stay focused, stay motivated, stay determined, stay persistent, and encouraged in all the attributes of God. And when we do that, we can trust him. We can seek him, and we'll know that God is a wonderful and a right now God.
Yes.
Whatever you need God to be in your life, he will do that for you. On today, I want you to tell the Lord what you need and trust him to provide for you. And tomorrow is Faith, Faith, and Finance Friday, and watch him do it in your life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm telling you, seek him like never before. Seek him like never before. Lay before God. The Bible says in Jeremiah 9, we're the willing women. We're the cunning women in the world. Women don't, sometimes they don't wail like they used to. Something about them old saints, I love about them older seasoned saints. They used to wail and travail on heaven. And they used to get that stuff done, too. They could just look at you and say, oh, God, oh, God. And something happened. God wanted to get our power back. God wanted to get our authority back. God wanted to get our anointing back. Because the Bible said the anointing destroys the yoke.
Yes.
And I want to let you know this, men and women of God all over the world who's listening and even on the call line. If you anointed and appointed, baby, you ain't got to worry about your gift going to make room for you in front of the presence of greatness.
Amen.
Meaning if
yes.
whoever overlooking your gift, baby, you better believe that somebody else going to let
Amen.
You use your gift.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Come on now. Come on now. Thank you, Lord.
This is your season. If you meditate and pray and fasting and seeking God's face, the devil is a liar, the defeated
yes.
world, you believe another
yes.
lie.
Yes. Thank
come
you,
out
Lord.
His mouth, this is your season.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is ready to raise you up because he's ready for you to be a Nathan into a David's life. Yeah, I said it.
Yeah.
And if anybody don't like you, hit me up. God is ready for you, men and women of God, to be a Nathan in a David's life. Yeah, it's a lot of Davids out there doing stuff and thinking nobody don't know what they're doing. But God is ready for you to be a Nathan in a David's life. And you want to know what Nathan did? Read 2 Samuel 12. You see what Nathan told David.
Thank you.
Oh, God. Your time is now. Trust God and believe God.
Yes.
The struggle is over. The wait is over.
Yes.
The battle is over. All that past
Thank you, Lord.
Hurt,
Thank
and
you,
all
Lord.
That stuff in your past, the devil is alive.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Who listen on the sound of my voice on this airway?
Yes.
Whatever happened in your life, from now all the way back to you with a baby, I cancel
yes.
that demonic attack.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
It
in
is
the
over.
Name of
the
Jesus.
Only thing you need to work on is your present
yes.
and your future. In the
yes.
name of Jesus.
In the
and
name
I'm feeling
Jesus.
With a prophetic
Thank you,
feel.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Hey, God.
It's Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Greatness is on your life. And you can introduce yourself to your destiny and purpose in your life.
Yes.
Yes.
Your purpose is waiting on you and your destiny is waiting on you.
My God.
Thank you. Thank you.
My God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh,
we ain't got that much time.
Yes.
That's why I can go all night. And they're going to cut me off. I'm over a certain amount of time. I got
yes.
90 seconds, but all I want to say is that I love everybody. I wouldn't plan on going this way, actually. God sent me this way. I'm telling you,
yes.
it was all God. I tell God every time before I get on my radio show, I want to anoint me, appoint me, decrease my flesh out on me behind the cross, and let him speak through me.
Yes.
So I thank God, because I got a lot of
thank
people right
God.
Now study coming in, and listening.
Thank
and I thank
you.
God for that, because this month was the right now word for somebody. I
yes,
hope whoever
word.
Is listening
yes,
today that your life will be changed from this word, and that never the same, that you'll ever
yes.
look back
thank
on
you,
anything
Lord.
In your life, that your life will move forward in greatness and excellence
yes,
and prosperity
you, Jesus.
And obedience to the word of God.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
I'm telling you,
Thank
God
you,
can do it for me. Sure, the Lord lives, he can do it for you. Because, baby, if
yeah,
we only knew our testimony, if you only knew what God brought me from.
Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
I believe that word. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God will surely do it for you.
Amen.
I don't even care if you call my name out and say, Lord, you've done it for a Vance Shana. Surely you could do it for me. Do that. I do it all the time. You got to throw that word and say, I say, Lord, you've done it for David, you'll do it for me. You've done it for Hannah, you'll do it for me. If you've done it for Joseph, you'll do it for me. If you,
Come
I,
on
you,
now.
You got to throw the names out there. See, the Bible says, never
yes.
let you go after this.
Thank
but
you,
the
Lord.
Bible says in Isaiah 37:38, when Isaiah told Hezekiah to get your house in order, he turned his face to the wall and he brought back to God's attention all the great things that he done.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
yes.
And that's how God let the son walk back 10 times all of his life. Sometimes you got to remind God about the things you've done. Sometimes you got to remind God about Christ thinks he died another's life so you can get your blessing. That's how Hezekiah got his blessing.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
So in this season of your life, trust God, believe God, walk in the power of God.
You need to get down.
If God tell you to speak, be obedient and speak. And whatever God tell you to do, do it. Because you know what? Whatever God tell you to do, it's not going to be like everybody else. It's going to be something different. Why? Because God is an unusual God. Like I said, Naaman would have never dipped in that water. Elijah would never put his hand between his legs. If he didn't think that God was going to tell him to do it, to pray seven times, to watch it rain. So I'm telling you, whatever you want in your life, you trust God to do it, and he will do it. Sometimes God thinks that he said you to dance all down the middle of the aisle, you better dance. He told you to run 20 times, you better run. If God tell you to shout, you better shout. Whatever God tell you to do, you better trust God.
Thank
There's
you,
a
Lord.
Blessing waiting at the end of all that.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God.
I love what Margaret said. Praise him in advance. Give him a praise in advance.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
So I want everybody to know on today, because actually they have actually really, it's the show's still going, but they're about to cut it off. So I want everybody to know on today that in this season, God got great things for your life. I want you to know that on tonight, Evangelist Santia is going to do a conference, so we need to call into that in a couple of hours. This is a word from her. I want you to know tomorrow at 1921 East Empire, this is out of Michigan, Great Lake Temple Deliverance. This is a Young Women's Conference, and I am the speaker on tomorrow. And Saturday, I'll be teaching a workshop along with other women of God, and Saturday night is Evangelist Marcia Newsom. She's going to do the Saturday closing words out on Saturday night. And I'm telling you, on tomorrow, I told my sisters, God's going to do something great because the word he gave me on tomorrow is going to be a dynamic right now word. And if you're a young woman, come on out. And if you ain't a young woman, come on out. If you're a man, come on out. Because God's going to do something great. We got Mr. Larry online. And I'm telling you, I'm going to be down there in Nashville, Tennessee next month. And I'm telling you, boy, somebody going to get it, but Mr. Larry. And they ain't got it, they going to get it when I get down there. Because God is going to use me like never before. And I'm so excited about it.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, we're coming early so we can be down there getting it in. So, Katrina, you don't stay that far, girl. You better come on out, girl.
I will be there.
And get some of that, girl, with your plate out, girl, ready to eat and have your basket out.
Hallelujah.
So ready to get filled up. And everybody who want to go with me, give me a call because I'm leaving out on the 7th so I can make it on the 8th. So we can relax on the 8th, so on the 9th we can go to work. Missionary Bobby going to teach a workshop. Hey, y'all, say hi to Mr. Larry.
Hi,
Mary. Hey, how y'all doing? Hey, I'm so excited right now. I want to come there where you at just to get back on here.
Thank you, Lord.
God is wonderful. I really appreciate it, and I bless each and every one of you. And I surely appreciate you, and I can't wait for you to get down here, Evangelist. Bless you.
God bless
you,
too. I want everybody to know I love all you all that called in.
I love you all, too.
You have to come. Greatest of our life, overflowing our life. And all you that can come out tomorrow to 1921 East Empire, come on out. I'm telling you, boy, somebody going to get birthed. That's all I'm going to say. I ain't going to tell you nothing more about my service, but tomorrow somebody going to get birthed to their purpose on tomorrow. God anointed me to be the spiritual midwife, and it's going down up in there. So whoever want to come on out tomorrow, come on out so you can get birthed to that purpose. And I'm telling you, you can walk with your baby the next day and nurse your baby because God got some great things in your life. And if anybody want to call in on Monday to King's Kid Attain Wealth 6, hit me up on Facebook. I'm at Ruby Tweet on MySpace, and you can get all the information where Missionary Bobby is going to equip us to get this wealth from God, and we're going to walk in greatness, and I'm telling you, God is going to do some great things. And I will be back next week, listeners, to I Am Royalty Show next Friday, where I don't know who the special guest is going to be, but I know who is in charge of the radio show, and that's G.O.D. I love everybody. God bless you, and I will talk to you soon. And the best is, only way, know that God got your back and heaven got the overflow. Be blessed.
Yes.
Agape! Amen.
Agape.
Yes. Amen. Agape. All right. Love you.